Okay, deep breaths. Oh my giddy aunt. What's the point of getting up at R5 when everybody else gets up at R5? Thought I'd beat the traffic. Apparently traffic is a 24/7 thing. It's always right here, right now. I must admit, I have had to change direction. I remember looking on the AA map how to get to Winchester University, and it was down through Oxford, down the, not the back roadway, but the 43 and the non-motorway way, because we all know the motorway way is way worse than any other way normally. And the TomTom, in its divine wisdom, which hasn't been updated for about a year, I must admit, was going, go the motorway, go the motorway. Well, I don't want to go the motorway, go the motorway. So I'm going round and roundabout thinking, do I go the motorway? Judgment call. It says that at the moment I'm 23 minutes ahead of schedule to get up to Winchester University for 9 a.m. My workshop starts at 9:30, so in my mind that's cutting it fine. How am I going to get enough coffee in before 9 and 9:30? So I think, sod it, I'm going to go with my instinct and go the 43. Well, instinct needs a good kick in the head, because getting up to the 43, which is a north a junction, I pull off, completely barricaded. TomTom's not connected to the internet. How did it know? Have I got TomTom the 501 psychic or something? The whole road was blocked off. Lorries stuck everywhere going, what do you mean it's blocked off? It's blocked off. So I had to turn around, and now I'm on the motorway going south in a river of red lights. I don't do traffic very well, can you tell? I guess it's because I'm normally a motorbike rider, and motorbikes don't feel traffic, and campervans do. To be honest, if I was on the motorbike, I would have gone through the roadblock, because it looks like they're fixing a barrier, and they should let motorbikes through, because they're no stress. Just cone off a cycle lane, for God's sake, people. I normally flash a press pass, which is very naughty. Like you want to document a barrier being changed. Because it's only normally 100 yards, and then, woohoo, free road! For a very long way. So, the TomTom's sitting at plus 23 minutes. But I know what's going to happen. I'll get to the world's largest circular car park, the M25, and probably join other stationary traffic there. I will then reach into my soul and try and grab whatever remnants of Buddhist practices and Taoist philosophies, and try not to tear my own head off whilst breathing the carbon monoxide of many. But anyway, Winchester Council, anybody, if you are listening to this, I'm on my way.